Next application is case number 11483, the application of Pamela Dillon. The site is south of Route 277 Angola Road, northeast of Woodland Court North, 550 feet northwest of Woodland Circle, being lot 69 and one half of lot 68 in Angola by the Bay, with a 911 address of 33143 Woodland Court North, Lewis, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 234, map 1120, parcel 393, and requesting a variance from the rear yard setback requirement. They're requesting a 6.4-foot variance from the required 20-foot rear yard setback requirement for an addition, a proposed sunroom to the dwelling. Gentlemen, we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and we did get one mail return on this application.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Pamela Dillon, 4601 North Park Avenue, apartment 718, Chevy Chase, Maryland.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. I own a home in Angola by the Bay in Lewis, Delaware. I hope to add an addition to the back of the house, which requires an approval by the Board of Adjustment of a variance from the rear yard setback requirement. The house sits sideways on the lot so that the side of the house faces the rear yard. For practical purposes, it is the rear of the house. There is currently a deck of 10 feet depth on the rear of the house. I propose to remove the deck and add a room to the existing dwelling of 16 by 16 foot dimensions with no deck. The room is narrow. The proposed room is narrower than the existing dwelling, but greater in depth into the yard, the rear yard. There is a 20-foot setback requirement from the rear property line, which abuts the common area among the houses and is woodsy in nature. The proposed addition leaves 13.6 feet to the rear property line, so I am seeking a variance of 6.4 feet to the rear property line. The Property Owners Association of the Angola by the Bay has given tentative verbal approval to my proposal, pending the decision by the Board of Adjustment. So regarding uniqueness, do you have a unique circumstance or condition? Yes, the house sits sideways on the lot, leaving the rear yard shallow for any addition. There's no opportunity for expansion in the front or actual back of the house. The proposed addition will not impact in any way the lots or houses adjacent to my lot. Is there an exceptional practical difficulty? Yes, any addition larger than the small deck that's already there requires a variance due to the situation of the house sideways on the lot. There is no other practical way to add the sunroom. Possibility of development. Can the property be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance without a variance? No. The 20-foot rear setback requirement eliminates any possibility of adding a porch or room in the back without requiring a variance. Is the variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? Yes, the current deck allows minimal outdoor use, but it's buggy and requires continuous maintenance and is not useful except in the warm weather. By adding a four-season room with heat and air conditioning, I will be able to use the space throughout the year, and maintenance will be minimal. The current living space is very small, and the addition will make the house more livable year-round. Has the difficulty been created by the applicant? No, I'm not the original owner or developer of the property. The placement of the house on the lot requires a variance if additional room is contemplated. Effect on surroundings. Will the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? No, the proposed room is on the rear facing the common area. It will not even be visible from the street. It is not nearer any neighboring dwelling. Will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use? No, the proposed room will not be closer in any way to adjacent property. It will only be closer to the common area, which is woodsy. Will the variance be detrimental to public welfare? No, it has no effect on public welfare. Extent of the variance. Will the variance represent the least modification possible? Yes, only the rear setback is involved. The rear setback pertains only to the common area of woods, and the variance would leave 13.6 feet of setback. Is the variance necessary to afford relief? Yes. The proposed addition will make the house slightly larger and more livable and usable year-round, and the variance is necessary for the addition. Will the variance represent the least modification possible of regulations at issue? Yes, it only shaves 6.4 feet off the rear setback and affects nothing else. That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Other questions from members of the board? Mr. Workman?
Yeah, ma'am, can you take that curtain shed back up? I mean, your sunroom, and make it even with the house so you meet the setback?
I don't know. You mean make it not as deep, but wider?
Yeah, wider, yes. You ever thought about that?
No, because it has a gable roof with a beautiful window up the top, and I was trying to avoid messing with that window. And
on your house?
On the house, yes.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Rickert?
If I get this right, you don't want it to interfere with your aesthetics of your window in the back or something?
Well, the back, you know, there's patio doors that would go onto the deck.
Okay.
So the deck, the contractor will remove the deck and then put this sunroom out there. And there is a, you know, like a cathedral ceiling with a window up there that allows light into the house. And it's the only light that comes in, so I'm trying to avoid darkening that and having the sunroom right off the patio so that you can just open those doors and go right into the sunroom.
How high is that? That's what you're adding on.
How high?
Yes.
Is it going to have a foundation or is it going to be on slab? On a concrete slab or on foundation, the addition?
Well, it has to have a crawl space.
Okay.
So it won't be on a slab. It'll be, I think, however you call that, post all around.
Okay.
And it will adjoin the crawl space that's already under the house. So it'll be a continuous crawl space.
So it'll adjoin the existing first floor?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it makes the... There's a small living area and very small dining area, and this will open it up to having a nice area.
Let me ask you this. Is this the only plan that you got? You got a builder doing this for you?
Yes, I have a proposed builder.
This
yeah.
is the only design he can give you that will not...
Well, I saw a very nice design that he had done on his mother's house, so I like that design. And
yeah, what I'm saying is there another design that he could possibly give you that won't... You won't encroach, like Mr. Workman said, go right.
Well,
left,
you could have if it was just the if it's more than 10 feet, it will encroach, and a 10-foot addition would be really not worth the financial thing or the structural. It just wouldn't be worth it.
Okay.
So the deck is 10 feet now, and that pretty much is 20 feet from the back. You know, so anything at all other than this 10-foot space would require a variance of some kind.
Right.
And
right.
A 10-foot room, it just wouldn't be worth it, that's all. It wouldn't add anything much.
And Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Sharp?
One of the things that Mr. Lank, I think you and I had discussed was also the shed.
But the shed wasn't a part of the application, but it is encroaching.
Right. I was going to ask that. It has to be 5 feet, right?
Right.
The shed's required to be 5 feet. It's only 4.3.
Well, that shed, the shed that was there fell apart, and it's on a concrete slab from the original person, and I just replaced it. I didn't know there was a requirement.
When did you replace that, ma'am?
Earlier this year, say sometime in the spring.
And did you get a permit to do that?
No, I didn't know it was necessary.
Okay.
Because it replaced the existing shed on the property.
Okay. In the county, anytime you replace any structure or build a structure, you do have to have a permit.
That I didn't know. I looked at the requirements from Angola by the Bay Association, and since it was an existing thing that I assume had been approved, and it was on the same slab, it's not even an inch past the slab because I want him to use it. I thought it was not a new dwelling. It's my mistake.
And it's always good to check.
Yes, apparently.
Never hurts to check anyway. It doesn't cost you anything. Okay.
We tried to determine earlier today. We tried to estimate when possibly it was built. We could find no permit for that original shed. We went all the way back to the record of
The house was built in 82, and I bought it in 92, and I don't think I have any.
Well, the records for the assessment office go back to 83. And the original assessment records are in archives. We didn't go back that far, but in 83 there was no reference to a shed.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how to answer that. I bought it in 92.
We're not saying true, but we're just saying
I understand.
We found no permit for the original shed.
So when they built the house, they should have had a permit for the shed as well as a permit for the house.
Right.
And you found a permit for the house.
Yes, we found a permit for the house.
Okay.
And that was 82.
Yeah, that's.
That's good. You don't have to tear that down.
What we were trying to determine was that years ago, the side yard setback was only 3 feet. And if we could have tried to establish that on the side, maybe that was pre-existing, but it wasn't. And that regulation changed in 82.
3 feet rear setback?
On the side.
Oh, the side.
The side's the issue on the shed.
I think it's 5 feet or something.
It is now.
It is now.
It used to be three.
It used to be three.
I see. Okay.
Mr. Sharp, is that we
the shed issue is not one before you tonight. It wasn't advertised that way.
Okay.
I brought it up because Mr. Lank and I had discussed it, and I wanted to make sure the applicant was aware of it. And, we were trying to also figure out if it could even be moved, but it sounds like it's on a concrete structure. So, but that is not before the board tonight.
Okay, all right.
So. Well, I could ask a question because you say you have a concrete slab there.
Yeah, under the shed.
Is the shed something that was already built and you just came in and put it on, or was it stick built on this slab?
When I bought it, it was stick built on that
slab.
Okay.
And then it deteriorated.
You place there?
Now it's stick built on the slab.
So it's affixed to the slab?
Yes.
Okay. It's not something on skids?
No, it's not on skids.
Okay.
And had this application, had there been a different situation where it was advertised the request for a side yard variance, then we could consider that, but it has not been. So more than likely, you're going to have to apply for a variance for that shed.
For the shed? Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. All right.
Move it.
If there's no other questions from members of the board, is there anyone here in favor of this application? Note there is one. And is there anyone here in opposition to this application? And I don't see any, so I will entertain a motion.
I made a statement before because you did ask and you didn't answer.
I'm sorry, Mr. Lake.
I checked the listing, and parcel 117, which is immediately adjacent to the east, had a variance for the front yard.
Okay.
Parcel 395 and 394, adjacent parcels to the west.
Okay.
Both had variances on the rear. One was in 2010. One was in 1994.
In the rear?
Right.
Okay. 117 in the rear? Also?
117 was on the front.
Oh, okay.
But 395 and 394 just to the west were both granted variances, and they were both granted one in 2010, one in 1994.
All right. Thank you. Now, if there are no other questions, the chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion we approve case number 11483. I believe the applicant has certainly addressed the standards for granting a variance. The uniqueness of the property, of course, is the frontage and the depth that she's talking about, and also the 100, it's 100 by what, 74, something like that, 74 foot. And the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. She wants to have a sunroom in the back of there. I don't think that is asking for anything like that. And the unnecessary hardship and exceptional practical difficulty is not being created by the applicant because of the fact that she can't get a sunroom in there any other way without encroaching into the rear yard. So based on that, the variance will not alter a sense of character of the neighborhood. There have been variances granted in that area per Mr. Our secretary, Mr. Lank, has so stated, and also the requested variance is the minimum that will afford her relief.
I have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
A motion and a second by roll call vote. Mr. Hudson.
Aye. Excuse me, aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickard.
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And I, too, for the reasons that were stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,483 is approved.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.